Hello, this is Eric Miskell with EMS Now. I'm sitting in Sweden with Dita Weiss of Informa, coming to you after the day two on the ground here in Sweden, having just completed our first official visit with an EMS company. We visited today with Enix, which is a part of the GPV Group. Those of you who track the industry know that Enix has been acquired by GPV Group. The full integration of all is still ongoing of the two entities. We can talk a little bit about that as we move forward here. But wanted to let you know kind of, as we will be doing throughout the tour, our general thoughts and impressions of what we're seeing. We visited today with the group here in Västerås, Sweden. Västerås is about an hour and a half outside of Stockholm. We traveled there last night and spent all morning and part of the afternoon with our hosts here in Västerås. We met with Peter Bosema, who is the Vice President of Manufacturing for Enix, and Peter Back, who's the Vice President of New Sales for the Enix, now part of GPV Group. This particular facility we visited in Västerås is an older facility. It was originally built in 1968. It was then part of Flextronics prior to Enix taking it over, and I believe that was 2005. This particular facility has about 400 people working there. They do mainly high-mix, low-volume work, primarily in the industrial space, some other sectors, but it was well over 80% of the work here is industrial, which speaks to what the Enix always has done. Dita, let me ask you just to kind of share some thoughts and tell us about the Enix, the GPV, the two companies, their sizes, the merger.
Yes, it was a very interesting merger for the reason that if we look at the revenues 2021, Enix had published revenues of 535 million euros for 2021, and GPV, which is now in this new constellation, going to be the majority shareholder, or better, their parent company, Shroff Group, will be the majority shareholder. As far as I know, it's 80%. GPV was a smaller company with about 443 million euros, translated from Danish krona. And now, in combination, if we just add the two revenues of those two companies that merged in October, they, on the basis of 2021, come up to 978 million euros. And we that for sure, on the basis of the 2021 revenues, would mean that they become the second biggest European EMS. And we all know what is going on in this industry this year. So we don't have to bet. It is for sure that this year, this new formed group, which will be named GPV Group, headed by Bo Lübeck, will have revenues of more than 1 billion euros and be the runner-up after Zollner, and on the third position, Scanfil.
Okay. And it's interesting, in speaking to him about the synergies that they feel that the merger is going to provide their customers, there was very little overlap between the customer groups, they were telling us. And so there was, even though in some cases they had common customers, they were providing different services.
Especially the Enix people told us they are very excited about the fact that now with this merger, they have access to sheet metal fabrication, which was which they didn't have in the past, mm-hmm. but GPV has. And on top, GPV has a factory in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And that is another important point if you want to get your feet into the United States market. Mm-hmm. So we got the feeling that the management is very excited about this deal and sees this very positive. And I can only say I wish them all the luck to make sure that we have a big second billion company in Europe over here, which was the highest time.
Yeah, and you know, I will say that what impressed me too in our discussion and the formal announcement of the merger will happen here in a few weeks, as they told us, and the focus is, as they told us, was really on the customers first, right? Getting with the customers, making sure they were good with this. Prior to changing the logos and doing all the marketing piece about it, their focus truly was on making sure the customers understood it, the customers were good with it, and understood what the implications would be, rather than making sure everybody's on a common email address and that the, like they said, that the corporate colors are all reflected on all the facilities. So to me, that struck a good tone, because it indicated that I think that their focus in making successful success out of the merged companies is in the right direction.
Yes, definitely. And we have to realize that GPV has quite some experience with integrating acquired companies. A couple of years ago, they acquired CCS, headquartered in Switzerland, and that integration went very well, and one could even say nobody remembers the name CCS anymore, but it's all GPV now, and I'm really thinking that will happen in this case as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting because we also had a discussion about vertical integration.
Yes.
And what that, and what the merged company, you know, what a focus might be there. What were your thoughts on that?
Yes, well, when we toured the plant, we saw that they already have a section of their production which is called after-sales service. Mm-hmm. There is this general trend which we will probably hear about in the IPC EMS seminar on the 1st of December in Tallinn, Estonia, about that this industry is seeing a higher degree of vertical integration. Customers do not just want the EMS industry to finish with the box building. No, they want more. They want repair. They want customer service. They want refurbishment. They want to have rework, upgrading products, and all of that, even including reusage of of components of mm-hmm. high value, or, for example, exchanging, which is, in my opinion, still one of the weak spots of a PCBA, foil capacitors, which often only have a lifetime of 5 to 7 years, and mm-hmm. people want to have the product have a higher lifespan, so you need to exchange those foil capacitors.
Yeah, and that's interesting. You just reminded me there that they, part of it, as we said, they're doing high mix, low volume, and they said the low volume is down to once per decade in some cases. And they use the example of they have a tester that dates back to 1968 that they maintain there, and it hasn't been used. Last time it was used, if I remember, it was about 2 years ago. But because of the uniqueness of that, they have to maintain this tester for when this customer needs to be serviced.
Yes, and that is as well, and we have seen that last year in our EMS yeah. Now and Informa tour at one of the companies we visited, where they told us that their customers have this requirement that they want to have spare parts for a new product for up to 30 years. Mm-hmm. And that is probably in line with what we heard today at Enix, that they are not only working in the industrial electronics, but they working in mobility. And part of the mobility as well is railroad electronics, where normally railroad manufacturers are demanding such high and long-lasting guarantees to get spare parts and things like that, and they are willing to pay for it. Yeah. So it's not a bad business.
Yeah, they're just not a warehouse here. They're actually, you know, waiting for the business to come in that respect. I would say, you know, we asked a lot of questions. We had a very good discussion with the two Peters. Some of those we can maybe reflect on later after we speak to some more of the EMS over the course of the week, as is our intention. I don't want to make any generalizations on trends based on having spoken to just one company right now. But we did have a lengthier conversation. Both gentlemen and I thought were very open and candid with us about the issues that we raised with them. Some things obviously they asked us not to talk about, but they were still very open. I thought it was a good, healthy, and I thought it was a good meeting to start. This is the first of 15 EMS tours. It was a good way to start the tour, I thought, Dieter.
Oh, yes, it was. I even disciplined myself and didn't speak too much. Yeah, so.
Yes, yeah. That you were very well behaved today. Thank you for that. Yes.
And in actual fact, I'm really looking forward to our next meeting tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and let me just talk a little bit about that. So tomorrow we have actually traveled then from Västerås. We are now in the lovely town, city of
Jönköping
in Sweden. It was about a 3-hour drive.
3.5 hours.
3.5 hour drive afterwards. And tomorrow we visit with Kitron here, with their local facility. So
yes.
Then from there, we move on to Inission, to Orbit One, and finally in Scanfil on Friday,
yes,
before we end the week and travel back to Germany. So I would say stay tuned for that. We continue to do our podcast every day this week reporting on that. As always, I would like to thank EMS Now would like to thank our sponsors, CalcuQuote, Cogiscan, and Micronic, for supporting our efforts on this particular tour. And stay tuned. We will be posting more and doing some reflections. And then as some of the trends that we're noticing over here start to become more, more apparent to us, and we've spoken to more people about it, maybe we can have some conversations, not just about the companies, but also about some of the specific trends.
Yes, and special greetings to Laszlo and Gabriela, and stay open.
Thank you.